I'm composer Ola Yalo, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlock and Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Lucas, and I'm 11 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Lucas, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Old American Songs Week. Week 2. On IPR's Kids Commute, we have one more Quizlet hint coming up for you after the music today. Like several of the other songs we've covered during Old American Songs, today's song, At the River, has other titles. It's also known as Shall We Gather at the River or Hanson Place, which referred to the Hanson Place Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. The song was written originally in 1864 by Robert Lowry, who was a Baptist minister with ties to Hanson Place. The song is about a river. We'll gather at the river, the beautiful, beautiful river, gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. This is an image from the Bible of crystal clear river water, the water of life that's really bright. And it means something more than just water. It means goodness and light and love and things like that. The basic idea of the song is that if you're a good person and you live a good life, you will get to gather with all the other good people and be rewarded in the afterlife. Singing about this beautiful river, William Moorfield once again with composer Aaron Copland at the piano. William Moorfield is such a beautiful singer. That was At the River by Aaron Copland, sung by, as we just mentioned, the wonderful William Moorfield. Tomorrow's Old American Song is very catchy and one you might have sung in school. Now, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question one more time. We'll give you your last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, send you a little prize in the mail, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, as a reminder, here's our question. What was Michigan's first state park? Now, I will tell you, there are two correct answers that we will accept, and we'll explain why tomorrow, but there is a specific one that we're talking about right now. Here's the hint that goes with that. This is an island in Lake Huron, and it contains the only state highway where no cars are allowed. In fact, all cars were banned at the end of the 19th century, except for emergency vehicles. The only way of getting around are horse, bike, or snowmobile. And here's a bonus hint. Its fudge is pretty famous, too. Okay, what was Michigan's first state park? Do you know? Do you have it now? Let us know. Send us a text message with the answer, your name and address, don't forget those, to area code 231-237-7482. And let's give some shout-outs right now. In Traverse City, some Quizlet aces this week, Luke and Finn. Also, Fiona in Reed City, Elizabeth in Arcadia, Elizabeth in Charlevoix. And by the way, just a bonus mention, Ames and Copeland yesterday, I said they were from Traverse City. I was mistaken, and I wanted to make sure that Harbor Springs got some love for Ames and Copeland. So congrats to all of our Quizlet aces. Thank you, by the way, Jaylin and Emily, for correcting us and letting us know that that is you on our mystery recording. Let's get a new one. Again, our text, 231-237-7482. I'm Kate Botello. Have a perfect day.
Interlochen Public Radio.